This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, September the 21st, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Lindsay Berry. Making headlines today, China North Vehicle Corporation Limited, or Norinco Motors, looks set to be the first Chinese company to operate a vehicle assembly plant in South Africa. This comes as the JSE-listed Supergroup is in the process of selling its commercial vehicle business, housed in the loss-making Supergroup Industrial Products division, to Norinco Motors, says Supergroup CEO Peter Mountford. The parties have signed a letter of intent in terms of which Norinco Motors will, with Supergroup, establish a new Commercial Vehicle Assembly and Distribution Entity, or CVADE. In terms of the proposed arrangement, Supergroup will contribute certain assets, such as the land and buildings comprising the existing assembly plant in Pietermaritzburg, to CVADE, in exchange for an up to 30% equity interest in the business. Norinco Motors will hold at least a 70% equity interest in the business. The South African National Roads Agency Limited has announced that it has awarded a 1.16 billion rand contract to the Electronic Toll Collection, ETC, joint venture for the implementation and operation of a multi-lane free-flowing tolling system in Gauteng. The system, also referred to as Open Road Tolling, ORT, would be installed by ETC over a period of 18 months and was scheduled to go live in April 2011. The ORT implementation is part of the larger multi-billion rand Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, the first phase of which involves the upgrading of 185 kilometers of freeways in Gauteng. The motorway is currently being upgraded as part of the current phase, includes sections of the N1, N3, N12 and R21. SANRAL is investing more than 12 billion rand in the first phase. For the second phase, the Department of Transport plans to invest 20 billion rand, while 23 billion rand will be invested for the final phase. Also making headlines, South Africa's Transnet paid a consortium 62 million rand to settle a dispute over the logistic firm's sale of its shares in mobile phone group MTN. General Motors Vice President Nick Riley says that component suppliers need more government support. The IMF chief sees a global recovery in the first half of 2010. And about 200 megawatts of electricity could potentially be generated from biomass from waste projects around the country. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.